Let's go now to line three. We have Alvin on the line from Bristol, who wants to talk about pay-per-view. Is that right, Alvin?
Good morning, Tommy. How are
you? Good morning. Very well, thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about pay-per-view and how it's looking like it's going to wreck free-to-air viewing of sport on television.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, well, I think it's pretty obvious that Sky Sports and On Digital and the other pay-per-view companies are going to wreck it for the socialists out here, out the rest of us out here who want to watch free-to-air sports through our licence fee.
Oh, right, the freeloaders.
Well, they're not freeloaders, Tommy.
Yeah.
So
no,
you're...
Freeloaders?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not freeloaders, Tommy. It's a well-established way of giving television to the populace in an inexpensive way.
How old are you?
That's not freeloaders. No, it doesn't matter. What do you mean, how old am I?
How old are you?
No, that's not split hairs, Tommy. Come on.
How old are you?
How old are you?
47. How old are you?
47.
Okay.
Right, so it's actually of no sort of consequence what age I am, is it?
Yes.
No, and it's of no consequence what age you are. No, because it's got nothing to do with age.
When
Tommy.
You said well-established...
Yeah.
How far back were you going?
Well, I should think probably to the 30s.
Right.
When the licensee was introduced.
Right.
So and it doesn't really matter anyway, it's well-established. Murdoch puppet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth, shitface.
Pardon?
Don't you talk to me like that.
Well, don't talk to me like that, then.
You started the aggravation.
What aggravation?
The aggravation you started, Murdoch puppet.
Did I use a swear word?
You called me a Murdoch puppet.
Well, what's the difference between a puppet and a petal, then?
A puppet and a petal?
Yeah.
Petal's a term of endearment.
A puppet gets operated by someone. A petal gets blown around in the wind and is a, you know, free spirit, isn't
Look,
it?
Look, our address is... Where do you live?
Bristol, I've told you.
Yeah, well, you come round here and have the argument with me face to face.
Why?
What makes you think that because I work for an organisation, I'm going to give chapter and verse? That is the most insulting...
Because.
Wait, can I finish? Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would find it very, very difficult to believe that you are a man of honour.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because if you are prepared to issue a deep insult like that with no basis whatsoever, you hadn't even begun. You hadn't even begun.
Yes, I have, Tommy.
To
I've
what?
Heard enough.
You'd begun to hear what?
I've heard enough from this radio station, from the other PAP, which.
Look, you yeah. people are so ignorant. Do you honestly think?
No.
Do you honestly think that people sit around here?
At me.
You do you? I'll shout at you. Don't you tell me what to do?
Hearing aid as well when the rest of your cronies have destroyed things like the NHS as well through your.
What the hell's the matter with
your
you?
Your rubbish.
Yeah. Jesus. I really want to tell you to, know what, off.
Well, why?
Because you're the scum of the earth.
You're giving a corporate line.
Garbage.
You know you are.
Cobblers.
No.
Trash.
It's not.
Ignorant.
It's not trash.
Pig ignorance. Pig ignorance.
This isn't going out on the air anyway, so I realise that. But something like the licence fee.
What are you on about now? You must be the thickest man in the world. Turn your radio on.
It's off, mate.
Turn it on, I said.
It is. Okay, it's on. Yeah, it's both.
Right, well, what makes you think you're not on the air, then?
Well, I don't really care anyway, but you must be the thickest person in the world to not give your own opinion of things rather than just following the corporate line about this rubbish, about let's get BBC out of the way.
Into the gallery. Paul, get your bum in here and present this programme while I tell this man what I really think. Come on. Come on, Paul. Come in here, Paul, and present the programme.
I'm going to tell
this appalling little man, this rude, combustible
You're more rude
little
than I am.
Worm, exactly what the truth is.
I haven't shouted at you at all. I haven't shouted at you, I haven't sworn at you, and you've done both to me. So, who's got the manners then, Tommy? It's not you, is it?